In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Pat Carey Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Freed.
And we are back and almost done with this season. This is the second to last episode. And it's, I'm not going to lie, Jesse Palmer was right. This was a pretty crazy finale.
It's really fucking good. Let's
usually,
be real.
Usually, it's so good. Think it's going to be, another most dramatic season ever, and it's like the same fucking ending. But this is something I've never seen before.
It's also leading to like an ending. Like sometimes, you know, it feels like the show
abrupt.
It looks like an EKG machine. You'll have like the first villain goes and then kind of calms down, then the second villain goes and then it calms down, then they fall in love and we kind of like peter out. This is like going up the mountain of drama, and it's been fantastic.
It has been fantastic. And it was interesting that they brought all those, old contestants on. We saw Claire for the first time in a while. You know, Nick Viall is, giving his relationship advice for no reason, per usual.
Claire looked great. And listen,
great.
Claire is like, I don't look so fucking bad now, do I? Like,
yeah.
Claire's like, I did exactly what everybody says Clayton should have done. So fuck off.
T.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting to see Claire and Nick next to Michelle. Like Michelle, like she must have been like, it was like the only sane person in the loony bin.
Only.
Like, it was like, like Michelle only said, like, she must be like, what am I doing next to these people? How did I deserve this?
It's true. Seeing Michelle and Nick and Claire next to each other, Michelle stood out as like, this doesn't feel right. She's an alum, like a lead or whatever, and especially like a recent one who knows Clayton, but it still feels odd to have her there.
It felt weird to have like, why was Rodney there? I like Rodney, don't get me wrong. He didn't speak. He didn't do anything.
I guess Rodney, the way I agree with you, but I guess it's like he's Clayton's boy, like defend your buddy. And I guess there's not much for me to say here. You know,
I know. Well, he said, when Clayton falls, he falls hard. I'm like, well, the only other person, Clayton falling for is Michelle. And you are also falling for her. And I don't even think, I can't remember, but I don't think Clayton told Michelle he was in love with her. I just don't, it's like a weird, it's like asking the person, your like coworker that you sat next to for like 3 weeks. So what's Kay like, what is she doing? Like what are her relationship styles?
Yeah. I mean, it felt, and of course Caitlin Bristow is there having to take the spotlight the second she can get it. When she's like, can I have a minute? Oh my God, I have to process. My God.
Yeah, she then compares Clayton to herself, of course.
Obviously.
Just like me. Oh, I see so much of me in the show that has nothing to do with me.
Okay.
Bro, you're like 6 years ago. Seven. It has been a long ass time. You were engaged. We get it.
Yeah. The only one that made sense was Cassie. And Cassie was there to be like, Susie, run for your fucking life. You'll have a tracking device on your car in no time. Trust me, sis. Run.
The Cassie thing was uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, like, it felt too soon almost.
I mean, Chris, like I thought the same thing. I was like, she goes, I can relate a lot. A guy chasing you. It's like, yeah, this was like a court case. Like this was a real thing, wasn't it? Or was it? You know, like what? And she still hasn't told her side of that story. So it's weird to have like this, like, and Colton's so far out there as far as like with this like new career.
Colton's
of sorts,
engaged.
You know, like. Yeah, Colton's engaged, but it has been on the cover of every magazine. And Cassie, like, what is she on YouTube? Like, we haven't even heard from her. It was kind of bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, I think Cassie was there because she left and then ended up with him was like the vibe of what they were going for. But let's get into the episode.
All right. Well, first Clayton looks for sympathy because he didn't get a chance to nail Susie.
Then Rachel unintentionally becomes the meme heard around the world.
And finally, Clayton can't stop thinking about getting what he can't have.
All right. What did you all name the episode?
I said, run for your life, Susie.
I mean, where's the lie? This is a mess.
I had one last pooch to screw.
That's what Clayton's dad said, right?
Yeah.
I died.
He said, you screwed the pooch. And it's like, tough languaging, dad.
Very tough languaging.
And I didn't know, like, I was like, I don't even know what that means, but I'm assuming it's like, some sort of dad lingo. You screwed the pooch.
Yeah, like, that's something my parents, but it's like, you fucked up.
Yeah. But in this scenario, you're like, dad, maybe we...
Let's not say pooch.
So I named it the backsliding king. And I feel like he just keep... Like the fact that he's going back to Susie after all of this or just being like, you know what? Convincing these women to stay. And then he's like, you know what? I think it's going to be Susie. Like this is so fucked.
I mean, it shows like how big a trouble you can get yourself in trying to like... He just tries to appease anyone that's in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just not smart.
Like, I mean, he even said to Gabby, he was like, you know, when we were together, like I compartmentalized. How do you say it?
Compartmentalized.
Compartmentalized. Yeah.
Yeah. I did
it's
that.
It's a hard one.
He was like, I did that when we were together. And so he was like, everything that I was feeling was real. But that again is exactly why he was trying to appease everybody that's in front of him is because he's like, okay, I'm with Gabby today. This is how I'm feeling with Gabby. And it's like, no, you have to think about the whole picture.
Yeah, he never does.
It starts with him sitting in the church and it feels like, you know, in like Boondock Saints, when they're like going
to pray. The church was insane.
They're like going to pray before they like go and kill a bunch of people that hurt their family. Like that was Clayton sitting. It was The Departed. It felt like every Boston mob movie that I've ever seen. And I love that they had the entire choir there so that Clayton could think about who he didn't get to have sex with.
It was Home Alone. It was every, I mean, like the idea that he's like, God, you know, like, what should I do about this? You know, this
about
sex
my premarital
without
sex.
Marriage. Yeah, my premarital sex. If anybody, God will understand. Like the track, the handle we have lost with religion is pretty hilarious. Like the idea that he's like, you know what? I gotta pray on this.
I don't even remember.
I'm sure Colton tried praying during his season as well.
I don't remember Clayton ever being super religious or bringing this up or like mentioning anything that would make you think that I need to go to church because I, you know.
I mean, what did they tell the choir? Like, were they like, hey, the choir's like, what are we going to be doing? We're doing a taping. For what? The Bachelor. What happened? Well, he had sex with two women that he doesn't want to marry, and you guys are going to sing him back to health? Like, what?
And they're like, oh, okay, cool. So just like every Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, then we get to the rose ceremony from hell, which
Jesse wasn't kidding. This was an absolute hot ass mess.
From the moment Clayton walked in that jacket, it was a
from
hot
the
ass mess.
Jump. We've been waiting for this.
Fucking Gadget coming in with his like dumbass little pea coat on.
The jacket was very itchy looking. They are in the most echoey room. It is like they scouted out a location. They're like, where can we hear the cries of a sad woman best? And they like...
And how many like stairs can we get her to run down on her way out?
So
there's like
stairs.
300 stairs. I go, she's walking up those?
It was like a labyrinth. It was crazy. And it's like, you know, and you go, my first thought is, why didn't Clayton take each of them aside? Like, in what world was this the appropriate course of action?
Yeah.
He feels like he thinks he's the victim in this situation.
Which
like,
is a gag.
He really does.
The way he was talking to the girls was like, can you believe that she did this to me? Like, it was so pathetic. Like,
It took his parents. It took his dad telling him that he was wrong for him to like. And it's like, again, we said this last week. We made all these points last week about him being a baby and acting like it was his. And then all these, you know, there was a portion of people online last night that were very quiet. They didn't have anything to say this week when the dad's saying everything we're saying. And then Clayton even agrees with what we were saying, comes back to it and says, you know what, maybe I was wrong. And it's like, don't hear from those people this week. Yeah, where'd they go?
Yeah.
But at this point during the rose ceremony, he's still pushing this agenda that he's, you know, how could, you know, just like you said, Chris, how could they do this to me?
When he says, like, I mean, I couldn't even look in her face when she was saying this to me. And then he's trying to tell Gabby, like, I do believe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And she's like, for who? For you? Like,
yeah, what?
It was so insane. And I did love Rachel. I mean, Rachel's crying was so sad and insane. And then when she's like, I can't breathe. Have you seen, like, the old school Grey's Anatomy? There's an episode where Sandra Oh gets left at the altar that's, like, iconic. And she's, like, screaming to get the dress off of her. And she's like, get it off me. That was Rachel, like, ripping her halter top down.
I just can't. That whole scene with, like, Rachel, I mean, fully sobbing. And then Rachel still accepting the rose after all of that. Like, I mean, Clayton talking her into staying was insane. And that's, like, the main issue.
Oh, Gabby, you mean accepting?
Well, both. I mean, no, Gabby. Well, Gabby accepted the rose later. But Rachel initially, like, from the jump, she was like, yeah, I'll accept it. And then she was, like, shook because Gabby left. And she was like, oh, fuck, I'm default. They already knew Susie was gone. And so nobody wants to be the one where it's just like, well, you're the only one left.
Oh, she was shook.
Yeah, and I don't think it was as... I think because Susie had left before, I think Rachel didn't really see it until she saw it. Like, it kind of felt like Rachel, like, didn't realize this whole default thing until she was left with the rose and it was just her alone. And she's like, totally. I guess I won. You know, like, I think because Susie's not there, like, we get the luxury of watching everything from, like, 600 feet. So we get to see, like, okay, Susie leaves, so now it feels like it felt like Gabby got the rose and she was like, denied the rose, and she was like, oh my God, that was allowed?
It also felt like very much like, I don't want to win this way. It's like it's like the Tanya Harding way of winning the Olympics. Like, she's like unintentionally speaking, because she was just like, wait, so like, he just has to settle basically for me?
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And then Gabby and his conversation. At that point, you walk Gabby out, and like the idea that he's asking her to come back. Ugh. I'm like, Gabby nails it. Everything except saying this isn't a love competition. Gabby nailed.
Like, yes, that we were like, I think that's exactly what it is. And then Clayton was like, it's not meant to be a competition. I go, yes, it is. Hello. This
whole, yeah, that's literally in the bio on TV Guide, you know, on the TV Guide channel. But when she said, like, you know, when she gave the feelings, like I don't think Rachel could really put to words what Gabby did. Like, I was actually surprised Gabby, like, put to words, like, how people want to feel when they're going to get engaged. Like, get away from the show for 2 seconds. Like, I don't want to feel like I was, like, you know, I was a 10 and she was a 9. And it's like, it made sense the way she put it.
And, mm-hmm.
Totally. And I think that, like, when he inevitably dumps Gabby tonight, she, like, cut his head off, bitch. Like, I would be losing. Like,
honestly,
I feel like she has the absolute right to go fucking insane because he was like, please, please stay here. And then he goes,
begged her.
Oh, what a pathetic piece of shit. Like,
she gave him opportunity after opportunity to just like, let's have a clean, let's break this off. This is in your balls in your court, break it off. And then he brings her. And I, like, when she came back, I was like, are we really going to like go meet these parents? Like ugh. And then when they did go meet the parents, I go, it actually, I was like, okay, maybe like, it like did seem
like, I think
kind of like, I guess we're going to do this. And like, he did the same thing he did with the I Love Yous. He basically does the same song and dance for each of them.
Yeah.
But his parents are like, what are you doing? Like, I really respected his parents in the way of being like, we're going to like be nice and welcoming to her, but like, you don't seem like she's the one. So why are you doing this? And then he like snapped when his mom was like, they're kind of like consolation prizes. And he's like, don't say that they're consolation prizes because they're not. They're right outside and we're going
to
be nice.
I know. Yeah. I know. He was like, I want you to ask the tough questions, but also know that they're going through a lot right now. So be easy on them. He's like, basically, don't fucking embarrass me because I've already done enough myself.
Yeah. I mean, the family, they're all sweatered up. I mean, everyone's, they all look like
sweatered up.
I do want to know which brother slid into Teddy's DMs, because the one was a good looking guy.
Ugly.
What? Okay, your taste in men gets more bizarre with each passing day. I'm worried about you.
Well, they looked like two different people, both, like, it looked like two different brothers did the dates for the two different women. The first set of brothers were like, I was like, did they just go to casting and switch in to oafish white dudes? Like, what happened here? Like, it was very bizarre.
It was bizarre.
It was like they got a haircut in between the two dates.
Neither of them looked like Clayton at all either. Like, they didn't look like they were even related.
No.
They were just all tall. It was just like a family of elm trees. I mean, both of the family dates were just like fine. I don't know. Did you guys see anything in those that jumped off the page?
You know, it was more along the lines of just like watching these two girls speak to the family and like the family reacting, knowing that they just got their heart shattered the night before. It's like talking to your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend's family the next day, like trying to stay friends with them or whatever. And then like watching you come back, I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of politeness. Like,
yeah.
And both Gabby and Rachel were super sweet and nice. And the family was super sweet and nice. Like it all. And you're sitting there like, and all of us sitting there knowing, and Nick Viall did say it, that he told Susie he loves her the most. So even
that's the one thing Nick Viall has said correctly.
He was totally right. I mean, to say one person I love the most and then go through this like song and dance. Like, I mean, I said last week, I was like, there is a way out of this. Like when Susie said, I don't like that you had sex with two other women, and told, he could have said to her, no problem. Let me go talk to them, break up with them, then come back to you. And instead of that, he could have done that. And maybe he loses out on Susie. And that's what his dad was saying. His dad is like, there's no going back now. And it's like, well, I kind of disagreed with the dad. There's going back, but like, there's consequences. You might not get the girl, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then for you to go and bring these women through this song and dance with your parents when you know you told the other one you like her more. And it's just, it was just like, ugh.
I also got the impression that his parents obviously didn't know the extent of like what had happened with him and Susie, and that she had been like, fuck off, I'm leaving, when really he was like, fuck off, leave. So
yeah,
that was what I think his dad was like, she already chose and she did not, she's gone. Like, she doesn't want to be with you. Like, his dad wasn't aware that his son made her leave because she was mad that he had sex with someone.
And Clayton kind of tried to say that. Clayton was like, no, I told her to leave. And like, you're right. They didn't understand like how angry he had gotten.
Yeah, it was intense. I feel terrible for Rachel. I feel terrible for Gabby. Which one do we think will be the Bachelorette? I don't think it's Susie.
I don't think it's Susie. I think it's going to be, I don't know. I think it's
Was there any thought that it was Cassie?
Oh, no, she's dating. So yeah, Cassie has a boyfriend. But that would have been interesting.
I thought that at first, too, when we saw her there. But yeah,
I mean, she looked amazing. Cassie looked unreal. I mean, I was like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, super hot. She's gorgeous.
But Gabby would be the fun one because she's so kind of like off kilter.
But what I worry about that is that she's going to seem a little too much like a Katie, almost too goofy and like want to be down to earth. And then we're here, we are making like fun of her again, you know?
Yeah. I don't think she can handle it.
I also don't think she can either. I think Rachel can handle it. I do too, but I don't think it's going to be Rachel. I think Rachel accepting that rose first ruined her chances of being Bachelorette, being like, you know what? Yeah, no, I'll
but
go
we
back
don't
to
know
him.
What's about to happen. Something weird. Tonight, I bet something happens that's terrible for her.
See, here's what I would think. There's a thought in me that's like Rachel and Clayton like hook up. Like, because they had like, you know, because they were so kind of like physically into each other that like Clayton gets dumped by all of them. And then somehow Clayton and Rachel are like, I guess we'll be friends with benefits or like something like that.
Pulls an Ivan and goes and sneaks into her room during, you know, the off hours and they hook up.
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Susie might stay. She's going to come back, I think. I think that it's going to end with him and Susie together.
I'm going to cry.
She's in Iceland still. Why is she still in Iceland?
She's 100% still in Iceland.
He said that. Did you see? Jesse said that to him at the end. He said, Susie's still in Iceland. Do you want her to come here?
These motherfuckers. they kept her in Iceland.
I think maybe she says yes, but there's no way she comes back to this live
event.
She's been
at the terminal this whole time, just being like, what is happening? Where's my
ticket? Getting delayed.
Yeah. I think maybe he gets her at the end of the episode, but then they come back to the live one. I can't see her watching everything that went down and going, oh yeah, we're still getting engaged. Can't wait to move to a half hour outside of St. Louis. Like,
no, like, there's something about that that's off.
Yeah. It's going to be a good episode tonight.
I keep going back and thinking about the thought process Clayton had with telling the other two girls to stay. And then the fact that he knows that this is going to be, do they not think that this is going to be aired? Like, we all saw him tell Susie that he loved her the most.
When Nick Viall is the voice of reason in being a good man in a relationship, it's time to put yourself under the microscope a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we gotta reevaluate.
Well, I mean, the dad nailed it too at the end when he said, you're gonna, like, it does feel like we're all here based on one guy not wanting to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like, if we look at it empathetically, like, he brings Gabby back because he's like, well, then I'd be dumping her and I'd have it bad. Like, he doesn't want bad open tabs. So, like, if Gabby leaves, that's a bad open tab. Okay, then he can only concentrate on Rachel. So he brings her back. And, like, even when Gabby came back, like, her and Rachel hugged in, like, such a way that was, like, a deep friendship.
It felt, I was going to say the same thing, that it almost felt like Gabby was coming back for the sake of Rachel. Like, that's...
Yes.
Like, it felt like Gabby was like, I can't leave Rachel to, like, deal with this on her own. And the way that Rachel reacted, like, I agree. It felt like that was one of, I feel like, the realest moments between contestants I've seen.
I'm sorry, but if you slept with my boyfriend, forget it.
But they both were like, we were both equally duped and both equally like, they're the only person who like fully understands what someone's going through, I guess.
Yeah, because even in that moment, Clayton, like he was just like nothing. Like those two were there for each other in such a way. And then it's like against the backdrop of like Clayton just like standing there staring, feeling badly that like,
yeah,
you know, the game didn't do him right. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's
no, I agree completely. It was yeah, it's sad. I feel really actually bad for both of them.
But then at the end, the dad looks at him and goes, "You're gonna hurt someone."
Yeah, someone has to get hurt. Unfortunately,
and it's like it was almost like he needed to be let off the hook for that. And it's like that's kind of, you know, dating, you know, is hard, and everyone's trying to do right by themselves, but that also comes at the expense of other people's feelings sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and that sucks. But that's the reality, and Clayton won't even accept that reality.
Totally.
That is the reality.
He did that on episode one with the woman who was mad about, like, go back to episode one with the woman who says, "Today was supposed to be my wedding day," and he's like,
"Oh yeah,
stay.
Sally."
Yeah, he's Sally, just bad stay. At decision making. Like he
doesn't want to upset anyone. He wants to make everyone happy. Right in front of him. It's junk food of emotional happiness. You know, like it's just like it's nice in the moment, but it's going to be fleeting.
Yeah, you're right. He's like
precisely
the exact type of person that you would never want on a jury. Cause he's like,
no.
He hears, like after the prosecution, he's like, wow, so guilty. And then after the defense, he's like, there's no way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, should we get into some categories here?
Yeah, let's love a category.
All right, would you rather get your dating advice from Caitlin or Jesse?
I have to say, I guess Jesse, because I liked, here's what I liked about Jesse. This, he seemed to own that this is his job for the next 20 years.
He, I will say, I think did a very good job.
Caitlin and Tayshia, and like not to keep bringing it back to a comparison of the two, because it's not a love competition.
Yeah, totally.
It's totally not a love competition.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say Caitlin and Tayshia always felt like they were on an audition for something else. Mm. Jesse, we got to this show. Jesse treated this, you know, he's a football player. He treated this like it was the Super Bowl. He knew eyes are going to be on tonight. He was pumped. He was like at an 11. When we came into the show, he's like, here we go. It was a little bit, like, it didn't taste, it was a little gross. He's like, we're ready to see some heartbreak, ladies.
Like, let's fucking go.
Let's get ready to rumble.
All of a sudden, it was fight night, and Jesse's the fucking ringleader.
But I loved it. He was so good. And it's also so funny to watch Jesse Palmer reacting to things with Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
He's as dumbfounded as Clayton is. Like, when Gabby walked by Clayton and him, and it was just two dumb men. Like, I felt them so hard. Like, whenever like a woman is just mad in the room, like every guy's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, just stand. If you stand still, maybe she won't see us. Like,
yes,
that was
exactly
Clayton and Jesse. And I just love that Jesse's doing the same thing. It was just so great.
The same exact thing. I think I would rather take relationship advice from Jesse as well, just because I think Caitlin's relationship advice would only be, she'd only be basing it off of her own experience, and which doesn't apply to me. Yeah.
Totally.
Chris, what do you think?
Jesse, totally.
She's like, what do you think I wrote this question for?
No, but like, I just feel like Caitlin like turns things into, I don't know. Jesse just seems like more not so focused on the camera, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, would you rather break up with someone before or after they met your parents?
Before, 100.
Actually, after. I feel like, I don't know. I don't
want to have to explain anything like that to my parents. I never have, never will.
My like parents don't really care. Like, they don't, it's not that they don't care. They just, they're like, okay, whatever you decide. Meeting my parents isn't that big of a deal.
Oh, I'm with you. Meeting my parents is not that big a deal.
Meeting my parents is an enormous deal. Nobody's ever met my parents.
I was like, I've never met your parents. So
yeah.
Hey.
You can meet my parents, Kay.
I kind of asked this question because I guess the other thing is, I guess I'll change the would you rather to, would it have been better for Clayton if he had just, if instead of at the rose ceremony telling both of them he had been intimate with both of them and then giving them both roses, if he had said, I'm going to dump you both at the same time. Like, would that have been a better look for, hey, I care about you guys both, but you're not the ones for me. I have my heart's in another place. Like, if he had done that in one action, one swoop of the knife, cut, chop both the heads off, would that have been better?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's just more respectful also. He knows how he feels about Susie and he's just like dragging these two girls along.
I think talking to both of them individually is like the move. And if he was going to do what he did, you come out with no roses out and you talk to them both at the same time and you let them know, come clean, that I told you both the same thing and that wasn't really how I felt.
Yeah. I was confused. Like, it's a, like, that's the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, this is the show. Like, this is what's supposed to happen. But like, it's at a place where you know how you're feeling and you're still doing this to two girls that are like, and have proven, like, I feel like it's the most likable top three in a long time. Like, I really like all three girls. There's nobody that I don't like.
It was interesting. Like, Katie Thurston tweeted like at Ben Higgins being like, no one ever said I love you to people on the show before Ben Higgins. And then
different
Ben Higgins, and it's and then Ben Higgins quote retweeted it like with this like whole thing of like, I now love my wife. I don't know. I couldn't even read it. It was all bullshit. But I was like, that's not,
I split my love equally with my wife and Jesus now.
Well, it was just unfair of Katie. It's like, Katie, a lot of what Clayton's doing is in the vein of like what you did with like, I got to play the game out to the end of the game. And it's like, he's kind of doing the similar script to you. Like, how are you sitting here calling out Ben Higgins for saying, I love you, which to me is like, fine. Like, but like Clayton, everything lives in the game and none of it lives in humanity, like a human moment. And it's like, I don't know. I thought that was unfair to bring.
Ben Higgins too.
Is sitting at home. Yes, Ben Higgins is sitting at home at his homemade altar being like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah, just like celibate. And
his phone goes off and he's like, what the fuck?
He's like, somebody's, don't bring me back into this.
Yeah, I was out.
Okay, so mine was, would you rather essentially be Rachel or Gabby during the rose ceremony? Would you rather like be Gabby, left with no choice? When, you know, and having to wait till like Gabby comes back, you know what I mean? Like Gabby leaving and then being like the last resort, or leaving and then coming back with like the risk of then not being chosen again.
100% Gabby, because at least she has some power. Whereas if I was Rachel, I would feel like just the last choice, because that's the way it happened. Even if I wasn't the last choice, like that's how it feels.
Yeah.
I
feel bad that it's turned into this, like, it's impossible not to compare, but like everyone's comparing. It's like the three bears of like sexual options of like
Goldilocks
of standards. Yeah. It's like the Goldilocks of standards, because there's Susie who didn't have sex at all. There's Gabby who was like turned off by this enough to like refuse the rose. And then there's Rachel who took the rose, and it's like, they're all not wrong. They're all like, you know, these are how they felt in the moment. They went with their feelings. But it sucks, because then it becomes this comparison of like, you know, people are like saying, I saw someone on Twitter was like, Clayton wants Susie because she wouldn't have sex with him. And it's like, that's not really fair to like make that the best, you know, the it's just not a good look, in my opinion, to say, well, that's how you get the guy. Like, I don't believe that. You know, like I don't. Because I have friends who are married and, you know, from all different perspectives, the one night stand that turned into a relationship, the you know, third date that, you know, they got physical then and it turned into a relationship. You know, it can happen in all ways. So it sucks that it becomes this, like, you know, for some people at home who, like, live by, like, you shouldn't have sex on the first date. See? And it's like, what? Fuck see? Off. So you can get Clayton? You know, like, I don't know. Like,
I know.
It's like. So it's like it's a little bit of a letdown, like to see who could prove themselves right via this weird example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. Gabby in that situation, I would rather be, but I don't understand.
I'm saying the same thing, Gabby.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Cringiest moment. What do we think?
There was a lot to cringe.
I feel bad about this, but I really wish Gabby would have stood her ground because she had such a great speech, such a great view and thoughts. Like it all made, I was like, yes, correct. 100%. Yeah. Like I was like cheering her on and then watching her come back I was not expecting her to come back. I'm like, this bitch is gone. Yes. Like I wish they would have like started some sort of like coup and been like, should we just fucking go and leave this asshole? Like, I don't know. I just wanted I wanted her to stick her ground.
Yeah. I mean, I think Clayton was everything about him was a cringe. I mean, he was the only cringe. Like I thought the girls handled things the best that they could. I thought his family handled things the best that they could.
Yeah.
He's just a cringe.
In addition to the Clayton cringes, I'll add on to that. For the first family date with Gabby, he wore a sweater underneath a sweater. Mm. And we know from when his shirt was off that he shaves his chest. I can't imagine how itchy he was.
I would kill myself.
With a shaved chest, wearing a sweater against your skin, with a sweater on top of the sweater against your skin. It's just, I don't know who told him sweaters were necessary at every turn, but I couldn't. The sweater under a sweater was just too much.
That felt like your minute. I don't know.
That is my minute. That's my minute.
No.
No.
A sweater under a sweater is too much.
It's too much.
It is.
I can stand
and
for
I
a lot
stand
of things.
By that.
I can watch that. You tell three women you love them. I can watch you have sex with multiple women in 1 week. I can watch you introduce two women to your parents before dumping them. But I cannot stand here and watch a man with a shaved chest wear a sweater directly on his skin with another sweater over that said sweater. That is my minute.
That's his punishment.
Period.
All right. Who got your rose? I said Clayton's family.
And I went with you too, Chris. I Clayton's family. I think I liked watching them support their son, but at the same time, like know what the fuck's up.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I thought his family was great. I thought the dad was great. And that's very rare what happens where a dad is good. I put Jesse Palmer just because his enthusiasm, he brought the proper vibe. He owned the role. You could tell he's like, this is my job forever. And I'm okay with that, which I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Oh, all right. Well, let's do this again tomorrow. What do you think?
Let's do it.
We will be back tomorrow with the finale episode. So lots going on. Can't wait to see how this plays out. But until then, make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We also have a weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown. You can subscribe to that at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at K York City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Free.
See you tomorrow.
The Bachelor podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Chris Burns. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.